Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Aleph, and we were holding at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beit, and we were about to begin the sugya of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So towards the bottom of the daf, Tana Rabbana. Minayin ledayan, shelo yaaseh sadigorin lidvarav. So how do we know that if a dayan has a sense that his opinion that he said is not really 100% clear, and he starts like reconsidering. So the normal human penchant is once you already put your mouth somewhere, so you keep trying to prove that you're right. And also you start looking for additional rayas that I was really right. How do we know that he's not supposed to try to do that? Don't try to be your own lawyer to prove that you're right. On the contrary, try to prove you're not right. Talmud lomar midvar sheker tirchak. If you know that there's a chance that your own needs are going to be pushing your mind in the wrong direction, then you should be very careful to get far away from the possibility of sheker. How do you know that a judge should not let a Talmud, who is not remembered that there were always Talmidim that were in front of the Dayanim, right? But how do we know that it should not be a Talmid that doesn't have enough experience in Din? And he's basically an ignoramus. So how do we know that also? Because it says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, because it's going to cause you to maybe make a mistake. Now, this is a little strange, no? I mean, he knows better, so because he's got this idiot in front of him, so that person's going to cause him to make a mistake? I mean, how does that make sense? And Rabbo say, this is a very important nakuda. It makes perfectly good sense. Most of the time, when people make a determination, they make the determination without needing to go through all of the possibilities, which is endless, right? So that you're basically your blink response, which the more experience that you have, the more powerful is your initial response to something. The moment that you have a Dreykop of a Talmud who's going to sit there and say, but maybe this, maybe that, and he starts pulling things apart so that you no longer even have a blink response, at that point he can actually cause you to make a total mistake by going down rabbit holes that you never would have been thinking about before. And therefore, it's actually considered to be a midvar sheker tirchak to stay away from Dreykop Talmidim. Ha! A warning to certain people. Minayin ledayan, sheyodeh l'chavero shehu gazlan, v'chein, an age, sheyodeh l'chavero shehu gazlan, shleit staref imo. So you know that another dayan on the bezdin is not a trustworthy person, or an aide knows that the other person that's coming to be made, even though this aide knows it's absolutely true, but he knows that that person that wants to be made with him is posuladin. He stole money. So how do we know that he should not allow him that Sirof and he should refuse to testify or refuse to be a dayan? Because Lamaisa, this person is not roi to be an aide. So if you're being mitzarif with him, so then you are actually empowering a din that is sheker, that the Torah said is not supposed to be there. Minayin ledayan sheyodea b'din shu merume, shelo yomar hoyo v'aedim meyidim. Look, you know, how do you know if a din is meruma? That means that the dayan has a sense that these edim, they just strike him as being very suspicious. He can't actually trap them in a cross-examination, but there's something telling him this is not good. These guys are completely not trustworthy. So how do we know that he should not say, look, what am I supposed to do? There's witnesses here, and I can just pask in a din because, after all, it's like not my fault. I'm just the dayan. I'm b'chuyev to go according to the books. You're not b'chuyev to go according to the books. Talmud lomar midvar sheker tirchak. And actually, you can refuse to accept edim too. Minayin l'talmid sheyoshev lifnei rabo ro'eh zechut la'ani v'chov la'ashir. How about a case like this? You have one of the Talmidim that are always there in front of the Besdin, and he sees a reason to be actually allow the ani to be the one who wins the case, and a chov la'ashir. And he sees that the dayan, who is his rebbe, is going to be paskening for the usher. So minayin shelo yishtok, he shouldn't think that, I mean, this is bizoyan for my rebbe, what am I going to be saying, that he is like being led astray because this guy is so rich, and he doesn't, I mean, it looked terrible. Talmud lomar midvar sheker tirchak. Minayin letalmid shelo et raboshito ebedin. How about where he sees clearly that his rebbe overlooked something, and he's making a mistake? So he shouldn't say to himself, you know what? I'll wait until he paskins wrong, then I will come running to the rescue on my white steed. V'yesterenu, and I'll show that I'm smarter. V'evdenu mishali, and then I'll break the din, and everybody will know how brilliant I am. K'dei sheyikare adin al shmi. Talmud lomar midvar sheker tirchak. Minayin letalmid sheamar lo rabo. What about a case like this? A guy's rebbe tells him, you know you can trust me 100%. I wouldn't lie to steal money from somebody for any amount of money in the world. Yodea atabishi not nearly me a money, give me $100 million. I would not lie to for one penny. But I'm telling you, you can trust me. This guy owes me $100. I only have one witness. So why don't you join up? I mean, I ain't sure story, if you know. Talmud lomar midvar sheker tirchak. What? That's not midvar sheker tirchak. Midvar sheker tirchak means stay away from midvar. That is absolutely a lav d'oraisa. And I understand. What do you mean midvar sheker tirchak? That is the ultimate sheker. Hi, midvar sheker tirchak. Nafka avada shekureka meshaker. That's outrageous. The Torah says, l'tame b'reyacha et sheker. And your wonderful Rebbe, who is so honest, is telling you, yeah, it doesn't matter. A little bit of sheker. I mean, that's crazy. You can't mean that. Oh, you're right. Of course not. The case is like this, that his Rebbe tells him, look, I only have one aid. Okay, so obviously, chas v'sholom, that you should say anything that's a lie. What are you, crazy? All I want you to do is to walk into Beis Din with me and with this other guy, so the person will think that I have to aid him, and that way he'll give up and he'll already be made. But I don't want you to say a thing. You just stand there. Ta'ata kumata. You shouldn't say any words of sheker. Because even the show is itself a dvar sheker. Another case. A guy is, he's got a debt of $100 that somebody owes him. So he says, okay, you know what I'll do? I'll go into Beis Din. I will claim that he owes me $200, so that he'll say, not only $200, I only owe you $100. That way, he'll have to make a shvua. Aha. Now, once he has to make a shvua, you see, I have a number of cases. Let's say, for instance, he had a case against him when it came to karkaot. Now, you're not nishboyin al karkaot, right? The only time you could be nishba al karka is with what's known as gilgol shvua. So where the person b'chuyav a shvua anyway, for some other purpose, you can add this. And while you're at it, why don't you make a shvua that you didn't owe me another $100,000 on that real estate? Now, until now, he wasn't able to get the guy to make a shvua, right? But now that he got him to make a shvua on this illicitly, because he really didn't think that the guy owed him $200, he knew he only owed him $100. So, but this way he gets to be able to use a gilgul shvua. So this way it'll be mechuyev to be a shvua, va'al galgel alav shvua mimokom acher, on something that he wouldn't be able to be forced to make a shvua if it isn't the Gilgal. Here too, Talmud lomar midvar sheker tirchak. And the opposite case, minayin noshe b'chaver omona, v'ta'an omatayim, how about in a case where somebody was owed, he owed $100, and the other guy claimed that he owed him $200. So what should he do? He shouldn't say, look, this guy is screwing around with me. He probably wants to get me to make a shvua, and then he'll make me make a Gilgal shvua on that other real estate deal. And that's what he's trying to do. I'm not going to let him screw around with me. No, how do you know that in that case, he should not say to himself, you know what? I'll just tell him, I don't owe you a cent. And then when we come out of Beis Din, I'll say, okay, here's the $100 I owe you, and stop playing games, right? But you can't do that. because this way you won't be mechuyev la shvua, v'lo yegalgal la shvua b'akom acher, but it's still bidvar sheker tirchak. Because l'maisa, in Bezin, you're saying, I don't owe you a cent. So even though you're going to walk out and you're going to give him the money that you owe him, and he's playing games with you, you still don't have a right to utilize sheker to get out of the gilgul shvua that the person's trying to make you take. Another case. You got three guys that are a consortium that someone owes $1 million to. Okay, so they make up between them. Okay, I'm going to say, number one says, I'm going to say I'm the only guy he owes the money to. You guys come in as if you are the Aiden. And then after we collect, I'll give you your share. We'll split it three ways, which is what he really owes us. No. How about two people walk into din? One of them is dressed in jeans, smartutim. The other one is dressed in a boss suit. Echad lavush eats to leap bat me'amana. This is like a very expensive suit. So we tell the guy in the boss suit, listen here, buddy, either you put on jeans or you buy him a boss suit. But you're not coming in there looking different than this guy. And that's the part of the Bitzedek Tishprat Amitecha. Beautiful. So this is Midvar Sheker Tirchak, because you're going to cause the din to come out in the wrong way, because he's going to be Nistat Mutan Noisav. He's going to feel, nobody's going to pay attention to me in the jeans when you got this fancy guy over here. And it may also impact the way that the Dayanim actually look at the guy. In fact, Rava Bar Avuna in his Bezdin had a standard in which Amar Lahu, he would say, listen here, I'm not going to sit here analyzing who's got the nicer shoes. You understand? Take off all of your fancy stuff and come back in. I'm not interested in having one upmanship around here. So, Shlufu Puzbu Kaichu V'chotu Ladina. Take off your boots, but we don't wear those anymore. I forgot what they call them in English. You know, those fancy, like, they go above your boots. And they're like over your pants. What were they called? Come on, somebody remembers the name. Usually gold colored or something like that. Those are puzmekaych. None of you are such old people that you can't remember any words. Come on. Give up. Maybe I don't hear anything. Maybe there's something wrong with the sound. That must be the pshat. Sounds no good? Sounds no good. You hear me though, right? I don't hear anything. Oh, that's the problem. I'm not hearing anybody. I'm not hearing, gosh, what's going on over here? I don't know. Something's wrong. Okay, but as long as you can hear me, hopefully we're all right. Yikes. How do we know that a dayan is not allowed to hear one side of the story outside of the presence of the other person who can argue about it as he's hearing it? Talmud lomar, midvar sheker, tirchak. How do we know that one of the baldinim should not try to say anything? What about the dayan? It's usher for the baldin to try to speak to the dayan before the other guy comes. Kodem shiavo ba'aldin chaviro. Talmud lomar bidvar sheker tirchak. Rav Kahana says, no, you can learn that. These halachas, the last two halachas, are essentially a pasuk. You don't need to come on to midvar sheker tirchak. Because it says, lo tisa shema shav. So not to listen to something that is shav, that's like listening to Lashon Hara. You're going to listen to the other person's take on it. That's Mamma Shema Shav. And you can read that also, not only Lo Tisa, which means to accept it, but Lo Tasi, don't carry it. So if you're the Baldin, don't try to give it over to the Dayan. What does it mean in Yechezkel when it says, Va'asher Lo Tov Asa B'toch Amav, that they do not nice things among the people? What do you mean not nice? I mean, is it us or is it, what is not nice? Rav Amar Zehaba Harsha'a. This is talking about somebody who comes as an attorney. So Harsha'a means he carries a power of attorney for the other person. And that is Lo Tov. Because look, if the guy has to go into Bezdin himself, then he is able to reach a compromise if the Dayanim tell him it's kedai to compromise. The guy who's got the power of attorney wasn't given necessarily a power of attorney to compromise. And furthermore, when you choose that person to represent you, you usually choose somebody that's more aggressive than you are. That was the whole point. So he is getting involved in something that's none of his darn business. And he's being over there aggressive where you wouldn't be aggressive. So it's not nice. It's lo tov. Din is supposed to be din, not like just to see who wins. Now, of course, as the Rishonim point out, that if we're talking about a case of someone who is unable to argue the case for himself for whatever reason, he's unable to go, or he's a person that has difficulty informing his thoughts or whatever, obviously, if it's a way in which it helps the person, so then, of course, that's not what we're talking about. We even had the case before of a woman that we said before, in yesterday's daf, that if Kok Fudabas Melach Pnima, that a woman should lechatchila try to get somebody that's going to represent her, so she shouldn't be in such a compromising position for a woman to have to sit there with all these crazy men. It's very inappropriate, so she should get a lawyer. V'Shmuel Amar, Zeh Lokeach Sadeh Sheyesh Ala Asikin. This is one of the biggest issues nowadays. There's all kinds of troubles going on in the company you want to buy, right? They're arguing with each other, fighting with each other. If you get control of the company, you are aggressive, vicious, and ready to do whatever needs to be done. So you're going to use the Keach Hazreya to take control. That's the same idea. If there's so much asikin, there's already all kinds of cases between the owners and so on, stay out of it. Continues the Mishnah. Ein neheges ela beruyin la'ayit. So this is a very strange thing to say, because the Mishnah already said it's only for men, and it's all, because they're kosher leaders. It's only Shavuos Ha'edus is for people who are ksherim, not for people who are psulim. It's only for people who are rechokim. They're not related, not for people who are krovim. So what else is there? You're saying they have to be ru'uyin l'ha'id. You already said everything. Lafuke mai. So what is additionally included over here? Omer of Papa, somebody's driving Naftali crazy over there. Hey, what's going on, man? We want to know what else this is talking about. I mean, I can suggest a lot of number of people that are not ruin lawyer, but we don't want to mention any names, right? So who is it talking about? That's to say, as opposed to a melech is certainly kosher lahayit, but he's not royal lahayit, because it's not the covet of a melech to have to come in to be made. That's what it's coming to include. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Lafuke Misachek Bekuvia. It's coming to exclude somebody who makes money off of playing his cards or gambling with dice. So Mandiyam Misachek Bekuvia. So for sure, he would hold that a melech is not included. And therefore, there would be no din of Shavuos Ha'edus, not on a melech and not on Masachek Bekuvia. But Rav Papa, who said it's a reference to melech, he would hold on a Masachek Bekuvia, since a Masachek Bekuvia midiraisa is not considered to be posel Ha'edus. It's only the Rabbonin who posel him in terms of Esmachta Lokanya. But that's not the Gezela, the Gazlan, that the Torah posel. The Gazlan that the Torah posel is the Vayigzol Tachanit, or the Balei Shechem, that Vayigzolu, they would mug everybody that came by. Okay, that's what the Gazlan is. According to him, since Midiraisa, he is kosher, so because of that, he's still Chayev and Shavuos Ha'edus. Masha Enkein, the other approach is that it doesn't matter what the reason is. Bottom line is, his edus is not going to make any difference, because if the business is not going to accept him for whatever reason, even if midiraisa he was kosher, then you can't be mechayev him Shavuos Ha'edus, because the whole point of Shavuos Ha'edus is that in my not giving testimony, I ended up costing you money. That's where you're chayev. And over here, they wouldn't listen to me anyway. That's the machlokas. The next thing that we had in the Mishnah was the machlokas about bifnei beis din, v'shelo bifnei beis din. So remember, according to Rabbi Meir, you're mechuyev even if you were kofer, if you yourself said the shvua, and you didn't hear the shvua from somebody else. So Rabbi Meir said, if you yourself said the shvua, then you would be chayev v'shvuas ha'edas, whether you were kofer in beis din or out of beis din. Masha ein kein, if somebody else was the one who said the shvua, remember, That does not include the case of where he said, Mashbiacha ani, and you said amen. Mashbiacha ani, and you said amen. Remember, we had Shmuel that proved that is considered to be making the Shavuot directly. It's not what we're talking about. When we say Mipiacherim, it means somebody else says, listen, I want you to swear that you did not know any testimony from me. And the guy says, look, Betty, I don't know any testimony for you. But he doesn't say amen to the Shavuot. He's just kofer on the other person's announcement of the Shavuot. So therefore, Aliba Rebbe Meir, if you yourself went in and made the Shavuot, or you said amen, so then you would be chayev, even if you were kofer michutz lebesda. Masha'en kein, if you didn't say amen, and somebody else said the Shavuot, you're only chayev if you were kofer about knowing the Eidus if you're in Besda. Masha Enkin, the Chachamim hold, makes no difference. It's only if you said in Besda that you don't know the Eidus, there and only there are you chayev on the Shvuah's Eidus. The Shvuah is outside of Besda, fine, that doesn't bother us. But the Kvira has to be in Besda. So now, we're arguing about which case where he himself outside of the Beis Din was kofer, and he was the one who made the Shavuah about the Kvira, right? So now the question is, where do we know this halacha about the dinim of you making a neder, because a Shavuah? Because remember, the pasuk, as it appears in the Torah, in the sugya of Korban Olah V'Yored, when it comes to Shavuah's Ha'edos, says, V'shama kol Allah. That person hears somebody making a Shavuah, and he's kefir ba. Doesn't say anything about you yourself making a Shavuah. It only says v'shama kol Allah, which means somebody else made the Shavuah. Now, there is another type of Shavuah, which we haven't talked about yet. We've talked about Shavuah's Bitui, and we've talked about Shavuah's Shav, and we've talked about Shavuah's Sheker, but we never talked about a Shavuah HaPikadon. So remember the Shavuot HaPikadon, we mentioned in passing a few minutes ago, the idea of a Shavuot HaPikadon, that would be Noigea, you know, Moedah B'Miktzas and so on, fine. When it comes to a Shavuot HaPikadon, when somebody says, you owe me money, so over there it says, Beferish, Asher Yishava Alav. There it says that the person himself, Omi Kol Asher Yishava Alav L'Sheker, which means that the person who had the Pikadon, it says, you have to pay, Shilei Mato Barosho, Chamishito Yosif Alav, and so on. That's the Chiev on the Asham. So there, the point is that since it says the Lashon in both the Din of Shavuot HaEidos and in the Din of Shavuot HaPikadon, it uses the same word of Techeta. In both cases, it mentions a Techeta. So there, Nefesh Ki Techeta, that's the Veshama Kol Allah. That is a Lashon that we find by Shavuot HaEidos. And we also find the same Lashon of Techeta, of Nefesh Ki Techeta, Mo'ala Mo'al Ba'ashem, V'ki Chesh Bi'ami Tov B'Pikadon. So we learn out a Gzeirah Shava, Techeta, Techeta, which tells us that the dinim that are mentioned in Shavuot HaPikadon, namely, that Asher Yishava Alav doesn't say a word about somebody else making you swear, that you can swear yourself, and Bichayev Shavuot HaPikadon, and it says Techeta by Shavuot HaEidos. From there we learn that you can make the Shavuot doesn't necessarily have to be the case of Shema Kol Allah. Now look, the machlokas that we had between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan was only about the case where you yourself make the Shavuot, right? The Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir agree that in the event that the Beis Din made the Shavuot, or somebody else makes the Shavuot, you are Shama Kol Allah from the outside, that over there, if the Kvira is not in Beis Din, then there's no Din of Shavuot HaEidos. Well, this is very strange. Why would the Din of the Kvira be different where you're Nishba Mipi Atzmo, or where you were Nishba Mipi Acherim? Remember that the reason that the Kvira has to be in front of Bezdin, Rabbosai, makes a tremendous amount of sense. Because if you deny knowing testimony outside of Bezdin, there's nothing preventing you from walking into Bezdin 2 minutes later and saying, I lied. I do no testimony. So the fact that you were kafir is totally irrelevant. If you were standing in front of Beis Din and you said, I don't know any witness, anything about this guy, you can no longer be made. Why? Because in the same way, Kivan Shehigiyu Teshuvah Chozer U'Magid, when a person puts his edus down on the line, and over here his edus says, I don't know any edus, he can't change his mind and say, now I do know edus. So therefore, if the kfira was outside of Beis Din, it's fundamentally irrelevant. Who cares? You could still be made, and therefore you haven't closed the door to doing what you need to do. So what do we care about the conversations between you and another guy? Whether you claim that you know, you don't know, it's totally irrelevant. Either you're going to walk into court and give testimony or you're not, right? So what the Chachamim say makes perfectly good sense. Even if I add a new shvua that I make mipi atzmi, but I still should need to be kofer in Beis Din on that shvua for the kfira to have any meaning, you see? So what in the world is Rabbi Meir's svara for saying that dafka where it was nishpa mipi atzmo, that over there you don't have to be kofer in the Beis Din. You can even be kofer outside of Beis Din. It's so weird. So b'maika miflage. So the Rabbanan wanted to taina to Rav Papa, well, there's clearly the machlokas is about don mina umina and don mina v'uki batra kamiflage. You remember this machlokas, which Gavi has written down on several occasions, that when you derive something, let's say you have, in this case, you have a gzereshav, when you derive something, do you apply all of the dinim that you've derived from the source across the board, or do you import them into the new set and apply the typical dinim of the set, right? So now, if I just learned from Shvuas HaPikudim that you can even have a shvua mipi atzmo, even when it comes to a shvua sa'edus, despite the fact that it only says v'shama kol Allah in the parsha of shvua sa'edus. Nonetheless, we learn out from there. Okay, so when we learn out from there, do we apply the dinim of shvua sa'edus, or do we apply the dinim of shvua sa'pikadon? Shvua sa'pikadon doesn't matter the whit whether you say the shvua in Beis and out of Beis. That's not the point. And therefore, if I'm going to learn out the dinim from Shvuas HaPikudim and insist that they apply the same way they apply in the case of Shvuas HaPikudim, and that's called don mina umina, then that means that I'm going to have to illogically learn out from Shvuas HaPikudim that in the case of the Shvuas HaEdus, which is derived where I made the Shvua all on my own, that even if I denied it outside of Beis Din, I'd be chayiv the same way I would be chayiv in a Shvuas HaPikudim. Whereas the Rabbanan say, look, you can learn out the din from Shvuas HaPikudim, but then when you apply the din, it has to be applied according to the logic of Shvuas HaEdus. That's called don mina v'uke batra. Learn out from the location you want to learn out, that's fine. But now the application has to be similar to what it is that you're learning it out to. So just like Shvata Edut, all on its own, where it's V'shama Kol Allah, I don't need to come on to Shvuas HaPikudim. Over there, the Kfira has to be in front of Beis Din. So too, over here, Edus too has to be in front of Beis Din. So Rabbi Meir, Savar Don Mina Umina, learn it out from Pikadon and apply it. Just like Pikadon Mushpa mi piatzmo is chayev, Av Shvuas HaEdus Mushpa mi piatzmo is chayev. And now, apply the din of Don Mina Umina. Just like Pikadon, doesn't matter whether you're in Beis Din or you're not in Beis Din, Af Edut, doesn't matter. Bein be Beis Din, bein shelo bifnei Beis Din. Ma she'inken, Chachomim say, Rabbanan Tzavrei, Don Mina V'uki Batra, just like the Pikadon. Mushpa mi piatzmo is chayev. Avedos mushpa mi piatzmo is chayev. And that we agree with you. But now we say uki batra. Just like mushpa mi pi acherim is only, when it comes to Shvuas HaEdus, is only chayev where the kfira is in Beis Din. But if it's shelo be-Beis Din, it's not called a kfira. Af mushpa mi piatzmo. Only be-Beis Din, shelo be-Beis Din lo, because that's the way that it makes sense in terms of its application to Shvuat HaEdut. So we have a machlokas between the Chachamim, on the one hand, who hold that the only time that there's a chiyev of the Shvuas HaEdus is where the kfira was done b'beit din. It doesn't matter whether you were nishba mipi atzmo or whether you were shama kol Allah from somebody else. The kfira only makes sense if it's in Beis Din, and at that point you say, I don't know any testimony. So you cannot turn around and suddenly say, I do know testimony, because of the overall halacha of Kivan Shigachu and Echazru Magi. But in the event that you did that outside of Beis Din, and then you changed your mind, big deal. So you changed your mind and you came into Beis Din. So that was the shita of the Chachomi. But Rabbi Meir said, and it sounded strange, Rabbi Meir said, well, it depends. If you make the Shvua on your own, so then even if you're kofar outside of Beis Din, the din is that the kfira is a typical kfira that's b'chayv Yerushmiyas Eidus, despite the fact that there's nothing preventing you from walking into Beis Din and from actually being made. And for some reason, Rabbi Meir came out with that, and we didn't understand yesterday what the basis was. So the Talmidim suggested that maybe the basis of the Rabbi Meir is the Svar of Don Mina Umina. So if we think about it, it never says anything in the Dinim of Shvuas HaEdus about making your own Shvua. It only says V'shama Kol Allah, which means that somebody was demanding that you come and you say testimony, and he was mashbia you to come and say testimony. So that was the only case, and in that case that is given. So the kfira is the kfira that's in Beis Din when you're Shama Kol Allah. However, how do we know that even if you make your own shvua, that it's considered to also be a mechayev of a shvua sa'edus? Let's not think about where the kvira has to be yet. Let's just talk about the shvua. Who said that if you make your own shvua, you're going to be mechayev a shvua sa'edus? That, it turns out, we learned out from shvuat ha-pikadon. How do we learn out of shvuat ha-pikadon? We know it because we have a gzera shava. In both of the cases, both of shvuat ha-pikadon, and the chiyav of the asham, and the din of Shvuas HaEdus, and the chiyav of the korban olam v'yared, it says the same word, techeta. So we say, okay, so we have gzera shava, techeta, techeta, which tells us that just like by shvuat ha-pikadon, doesn't say anything about somebody else making you swear. It says, beferish, the person himself was v'nishba. So in that case, we can learn out that the same thing would be true in the case of a Shvuas HaEdus. Now the question is, what dinim should we apply? Because over there, it just says, Asher Yishavalav, whatever person swears about. And over there, obviously, by Shvuas HaPikadon, it makes no difference whatsoever, whether you're in Beis Din or you're not in Beis Din, there's no dinim kvira in Beis Din. So now we get to the question of Don Mina Umina, or Don Mina V'uki Batra. So if we hold that since we're learning out of Shvuas HaPikadon, we have to apply all of the dinim of Shvuas HaPikadon. And Shvuas HaPikadon, it says, beferish, that you can have that Shvuas HaPikadon in or out of Beis Din. So therefore, if that would be the case, the same thing should be true if we're learning it out of Shvuas HaPikadon by Shvuas HaEdus. Domina, umina. Apply the dinim of Shvuas HaPikadon to Shvuat HaEdut, whether they make sense or not. The Chachamim hold Don Mina V'uki Batra. Take out the fundamental thing that you're learning from Shvuat HaPikadon, namely, you don't need V'shama Kol Allah. You can make the Shvua all on your own, Asher Yishava Alav, just like it says over there by Shvuat HaPikadon. But now that you apply the din, you have to apply it according to the normal standards of Shvuat HaEdut. And when it comes to Shvuat HaEdut, the meaning of the Shvuat HaEdut, in terms of the kvira, not the shvua, but in terms of the kvira, is that you said in Beis Din that you cannot be made because you don't know anything. And therefore, that would be the machlokas. That's what the Rabbanan that were in the Beis HaMedrash, that's how they try to explain it to Rav Papa. And now today we continue. Amalu Rav Papa. Now this is right at the top of Amud Beis. Amalu Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said to him, no, that is not a proper conclusion, at least not based on the information that you guys have. Why? Because I could say to you that in the event that the basis of the din, that you can even make your own shvua, in the event that actually would have been as you're suggesting, that we're learning it out of Pikadon, Then I would have said, Imi Pikadon, Gemara la Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would agree, Don Mina Umina. And even the Rabbanan would have agreed to Rabbi Meir that we have, would have no choice but to say that if you make the Shvua yourself, that the din is that Ina Chinami, if you're kofer, even outside of Bezden, it would be Machai of you. However, you jump to a conclusion. How do you know that the basis of the halacha of making your own shvuah in Shvuat Eidud is the limud from Shvuat HaPikadon? I could tell you that there's another basis to it, and on that understanding, you would see that the machloket might be something entirely different. I suggest that the Rabbanan actually learn out the din that you're chayev on your own shvuah in a shvuas ham'edus from a kal v'chomer, which goes like this. If the Torah is even mechayev you, where you don't actually enunciate the shvuah, so obviously if you go ahead and make the shvuah on your own, that should be even more powerful than having somebody else make the shvuah for you. That's this far. Once that's true, if it's a kal v'chomer, then we're stuck with the din of dayo, because since you can never derive more from the halach of the kal v'chomer than you put in, and what you're putting in is the din of shvuas ha'edus itself. If the din of shvuas ha'edus were v'shamapi the kol Allah, which is mipi acherim, that's the mokar. So you can't go beyond that mokar. And the marker that's given in Shvuas Ha'edus requires a kvira in Besdin. And therefore, what we derive from it also requires a kvira the Besdin. That's the pshat. So we're stuck with the din of dayo. Ma mushpa mipi acherim is only in terms of Besdin, but shelo be Besdin lo. So too, mushpa mipi atzmo is only in terms of Besdin, but not if it's outside of Besdin. Mipi bifnei Besdinim, shelo bifnei Besdin lo. And therefore, I suggest that that is the real basis. Maybe. But I'm just telling you, says Rav Papa to the Talmidim, I'm just telling you that you don't have any real proof that the machlokas is in terms of don mina umina or don mina v'ukibatra. Omele Rabbanan l'Rav Papa, so the Rabbanan said back to Rav Papa, how can you say that? Can you possibly argue, mimatzis amet alav don mina umina plige? You're actually suggesting that the Chachomim and Rabbi Meir are not arguing about whether don mina umina or don mina v'ukibatra, and you're claiming that the Rabbanan learn out the din of shvuah mipi atzmo by shvuas ha'edus out of the kal v'chomer and not out of the gzeirah shavah from the shvuas ha'pikadon? But that's impossible, because there's the Mishnah that we're going to have later on about shvuat ha'pikadon. This is what it says in that Mishnah. Shvuat ha'pikadon is noheged ba'anashim uvnashim b'rechokim u'pikrofim. This is our standard template over here in this parable where we're comparing the different Mishnayos, right? So the shvuas ha'pikadon is ba'anashim uvnashim, because it has nothing to do with testimony, b'rechokim u'pikrofim, b'ksherim f'edus u'psulim b'f'edus, b'fnei beitin or shelo b'fnei beitin, mipi atzmo u'mipi acherim. And, however, it says over here that in the event that it was mipi acherim, so eno chayav ad sheyikfor bebeit din. So says Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim omrim bein mipi atzmo bein mipi acherim kivan shekafar bo chayav, even if you kofer outside of Besdin. Now, mushba mipi acherim bepikadon. So let me ask you something. If we're now saying that the din of Pikadon itself, according to Rabbi Meir, is your only chayef for kvira of a bezdin, how did the Chachomim know that a mushba mipi acherim in a shvuas ha'pikadon, where did they know, minol el rabbanon, that you're chayef on a mushba mipi acherim? Because remember, we have two very, very different sukkim. You've only spoken about one direction of the difference. So I want to talk about the other difference. Because the one difference is that it says, by Shvuas HaPikadon, the idea, So therefore, it's a function of his own shvua. But on the other hand, it says, "Beshvuas Eidos v'shama kol Allah," which is a shvua that he hears from someone else. Now, if we're just given over these two dinim, then I would say that they are indeed mirror images. When it comes to shvuat ha'edut, you're only chayev in the event that somebody made you aware of the tviyah and the shvuah, and therefore you heard this kol Allah from another. And when it comes to shvuat ha'pikadon, if somebody else makes you swear by saying mashbi'acha ani, then there you would not be chayev, because it says in the pasuk that only nishba'alav, it's something that you swore on, not that somebody made you swear. Now, the fact is that if you take a look at both of these mishnayos, each of them turn out to be the same, in the sense that they're both chayev, whether it's mushpa mipiatzmo or whether it's mushpa mipiachir. Now, where the heck do we know that from? So far, we've only been talking about one side of this problem. We were talking about how do we know that shvuat ha'edut is chayev if you make your own shvua. So you're telling me, Rav Papa, maybe we know it from a kal v'chomer. Yeah, but what are you going to do about the other side? The other side says in the Mishnah later on, which is talking about shvuas ha'pikadon, that for some reason or another, we know that shvuas ha'pikadon can also be made by another person that's b'chayev you. How do you know that? That certainly is not a kal v'chomer. It's the exact opposite of a kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer was that even somebody else can be b'chayev you, certainly you can be b'chayev. But how are you going to make that kal v'chomer in the inverse? That's ridiculous. So therefore, you have no choice but to say that mushpa mipi acher mipi kadon, minalu l'rabbanu d'chayev. Where do we get the idea that you're chayev even on an equivalent of shema kol Allah and shvuat ha'pikadon when it never says that? Obviously, we must be dependent on our gzeira shava, since it says the chata'ah in both cases, so we learn it out one from the other, like we said before. So that must be that it's based on the gzeira shava. And we see over here that the chachomim say beferish that even if you went ahead and you were kafer in the pikadon outside of the besdin, why don't we learn from shvuas ha'edus that it's only if you were kofer inside the besdin, if the rabbanon are learning it out from the gzeira shava of chata? All right, I'll tell you why. Because obviously they hold domi novu uki batra. Enochinami, we learn out from shvuat ha'edut to shvuat ha'pikadon that somebody else can make the shvua because of the shema kol Allah. But when it comes to telling me what are the laws of such a thing, what are the prati dinim of such a thing, I will apply the normal standards of shvuat ha'pikadon, where it makes no difference whether you're in the courtroom or you're out of the courtroom. So you see that Rabbanan definitely hold domin avu uki batra. So how can you claim, Rav Papa, you're trying to tell us that the chachomim could hold domin avu umina? And the whole basis of it here would be a dial, and not because of Donina, the Uki Batra. That makes no sense. So you see from here, Shma Mina, but Don Mina, Mina Plige. They clearly are arguing in the inverse case, where we're learning Shvas Pikadon from Shvas Haedos, they're arguing about Donina. Says Rav Papa, hey boys, I never told you that you were wrong. I told you that you were wrong based on the information that you have. Now you're talking logic. Before you were telling me that from this Mishnah, Shvuas Ha'edus, I can explain the Machlokas Rebbe Meir and the Chachomim in terms of Domina. But that wasn't true. Now you're talking. Yes, indeed. Me'ahi, from that Mishnah later on, in there I agree with you. I wasn't saying you're wrong. I was trying to get you to be a little bit more rigorous with your logic. You're coming along, you're saying, from here we say that the machlokas by Shvuas Ha'edus is because of domino. You don't have any basis. That's all I was telling you. In reality, you're right. Me'ahi in? Yes, indeed. From that case, you're absolutely right. But you didn't say that case now, did you? Me'ha lecha l'mishma mina. From this Mishnah, which is talking about Shvuas Ha'edus, you have no right to jump to conclusions. So you have to think properly. If in the end you were going to bring me this raya, that's what you should have said in the beginning. But don't tell me that you figured it out from this Mishnah, because you cannot. Don't you love it? It's great. Absolutely clear thinking, insistence on clear expression, marvelous. Okay, next thing in the Mishnah. Boy, oh boy, these college students don't know what they're missing out on. Poor kids going to Oxford. V'chayavin al zidon ha-shavua. Okay, so the Mishnah continues on. That's the interesting thing. You're chayav even if you knew you were lying, and you went ahead, and you knew you're making shvuas sheker, and you're saying that you don't know edus, you know perfectly well that you do know edus. How the heck are you chayav? I thought all of the korbanos that we've been talking about over here with the korban olav yored were all about making a mistake, some level of shagaga. Now you're telling me, even if you knew exactly what you were doing, how do we know that? The Tanur Rabbanan, look carefully at the parsha of korban olav yored, and you'll notice a very striking phenomenon. Every single example of the korban olav yored mentions the word v'ne'elam. When it came to Tuma, it mentioned v'ne'elam twice, but the other ones that refer, besides Shvuas Ha'edus, that refer to Shvua, also says v'ne'elam. The only place where it does not say v'ne'elam in the various examples of korban olav yored is in the case of Shvuas Ha'edus. So it's very conspicuous. As far as I see, it does not say the word vanilla. You know why? Because you don't need vanilla. This particular chiyuv of korban olav yored is even if you did it on purpose and you lied, v'chayev al ha-mezid kishogeg, you would be chayev anyway. Wow. So this is a completely new concept for the first time we're meeting over here that you're chayev mamish on the mezid. Now, that doesn't mean you're only chayev amazin. You would also be chayev al shigigata im zidon ha'edut. So you would be chayev for the shogeg. Doesn't say what the shogeg is. Even though you lied knowingly about not knowing the edut. So what was the shogeg? Say, chidami shigigata im zidon ha'edut. What is the shogeg? Amar of Yoram Rav, the shogeg is that even though you know that you're lying and that you're not allowed to lie, but Omer Yodea Anish Shvua Zoa Surah, but I never knew that you're chayav a korban olav yored on this. That itself is called the shagaga only in terms of the korban. That was the Monbaz idea that we had before. But over here, that's what the Mishnah, the only thing that's left is the Mishnah is referring to that type of shagaga. Now, we continue on to say in the Mishnah, Ein chayavino shigigata greg d'ta. However, if you were actually a shogeg, then you were not going to be chayav at all. So, I mean, what that seems to mean is that if the person actually thought that he had not known any edus, and he made a shvua, then he realizes that there was edus that he knew, that you would not be chayev on. You'd only be chayev in the event that you knew you were lying, but your mistake was that you didn't know that you were chayev a korban olav yored on it. So, that, you know what that seems to be saying? I mean, it seems to be saying, remember we had the story before of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, who were both in Rav's shir, remember this? And each one swore that Rav had said something, and they swore one against the other. He couldn't have said both of those things. And then they went to Rav and they asked Rav, okay, who's right? And Rav would tell them who was right. And then they would say, so does that mean that when we swore b'sheker because we said you said the opposite? I said you said the opposite. No, said Rav, lipcha nascha. You actually believed through your misunderstanding me, you actually believed that's what I said, but that's not what I said. So you were innocent. You were an onus, basically, in this shvua. So this Mishnah seems to actually be saying that beferish in the Mishnah, because it says you would not be chayev on the shogeg of the shvua, which means if you honestly believe that you didn't know any edus, so you wouldn't be chayev. That's exactly what Rav said. So does that mean that we don't need Rav to have said it? And it was a Beferish Mishnah? And that Rav should have said to them, what's the matter with you guys? You don't know the Mishnah of Shavuos Eidos where it says Beferish that that's not considered to be a Shogeg? How come he didn't say that? What are we missing over here? Says the Gemara, no, of course not. You can't prove from our Mishnah that that case where Rav Kahana and Rav Asi made a Shavuos Bitui, they weren't talking about a Shavuos Eidos. You're right that the case that it says is true, afagav ditznan, even though here it says that if you make an honest mistake, it's not considered to be a shogeg, that's because this is a unique case. I still need Rav to teach me that that's true about Shavuos Bitui, because I need Rav's din. Why? Because Salkadai Techamina, I might have thought that this case and only this case is a Shavuah like that considered to be an onus and not considered to be an actual shogeg. But that's because the Torah left out the word v'ne'alam. So that means that the Torah says in this particular case, the definition of the korban is for something that is either a literal mazid or it's close to a mazid. That is what you would be chayav on. But if it's not close to a mazid, meaning you made an honest mistake and you thought you didn't know, you're not chayav. But when it comes to the other korbanos, where it does say v'ne'alam, maybe enochinami, they were worried about the fact that even though they had made an honest mistake is not an excuse. You should have been more aware of what you said. You're going to make a shvu on something. You darn well better know what you're talking about. Therefore, Rav had to tell them that even in this case of Shavuos Bitui, the same concept applies. It is not considered to be a case of a shagaga. It's more like a case of an onus. Okay, let's see that inside. Sakadai Techamina, I might have thought that this case is unique. Only over here, Hocha, in the case of Shavuos Eidos, since the Torah, we said, very conspicuously left out that word v'ne'alam. So therefore, the only shogeg that you're chayiv on is be'inan shogeg dumya demezi. So it has to be like a real, almost amazing. So not knowing, thinking something wrong, maybe that is not dumya demezi. But in other cases where it does say v'ne'alam, like in the case of Rav, maybe a normal shagaga where you just made a mistake and you thought that's what Rob said. Maybe that's also considered to be a Shavuos Bitui. Kamash Malan, even in such a case, it is actually considered to be, no, it is considered to be an onus and not a chiyuv. It's a tremendous chiddush on the part of Rav.